Chapter 52. Known as the Church of Dante, the sanctuary of Chiesa di Santa Margherita dei Cerchi is more of a chapel than a church. The tiny one-room house of worship is a popular destination for devotees of Dante who revere it as the sacred ground on which transpired two pivotal moments in the great poet's life. According to lore, it was here at this church at the age of 9 that Dante first laid eyes on Beatrice Portinari, the woman with whom he fell in love at first sight and for whom his heart ached his entire life. To Dante's great anguish, Beatrice married another man and then died at the youthful age of 24. It was also in this church, some years later, that Dante married Gemma Donati, a woman who, even by the account of the great writer and poet Boccaccio, was a poor choice of wife for Dante. Despite having children, the couple showed little signs of affection for each other. And after Dante's exile, neither spouse seemed eager to see the other ever again. The love of Dante's life had always been and would always remain the departed Beatrice Portinari, whom Dante had scarcely known, and yet whose memory was so overpowering for him that her ghost became the muse that inspired his greatest works. Dante's celebrated volume of poetry, La Vita Nuova, overflows with flattering verses about the blessed Beatrice. More worshipful still, the Divine Comedy casts Beatrice as none other than the Savior who guides Dante through paradise. In both works, Dante longs for his unattainable lady. Nowadays, the Church of Dante has become a shrine for the broken-hearted who suffer from unrequited love. The tomb of young Beatrice herself is inside the church, and her simple sepulcher has become a pilgrimage destination for both Dante fans and heartsick lovers alike. This morning, as Langdon and Sienna wound their way through old Florence toward the church, the streets continued to narrow until they became little more than glorified pedestrian walkways. An occasional local car appeared, inching through the maze and forcing pedestrians to flatten themselves against the buildings as it passed. "The church is just around the corner," Langdon told Sienna, hopeful that one of the tourists inside would be able to help them. He knew their chances of finding a good Samaritan were better now that Sienna had taken back her wig in exchange for Langdon's jacket, and both had reverted to their normal selves, transforming from rocker and skinhead to college professor and clean-cut young woman. Langdon was relieved once again to feel like himself. As they strode into an even tighter alleyway, the Via del Presto, Langdon scanned the various doorways. The entrance of the church was always tricky to locate because the building itself was very small, unadorned, and wedged tightly between two other buildings. One could easily walk past it without even noticing. Oddly, it was often easier to locate this church using not one's eyes, but one's ears. One of the peculiarities of La Chiesa di Santa Margherita dei Cerchi was that it hosted frequent concerts, and when no concert was scheduled, the church piped in recordings of those concerts so visitors could enjoy the music at any time. As anticipated, as they advanced down the alleyway, Langdon began to hear the thin strains of recorded music, which grew steadily louder, until he and Sienna were standing before the inconspicuous entrance. The only indication that this was indeed the correct location was a tiny sign, the antithesis of the bright red banner at the Museo Casa di Dante, that humbly announced that this was the church of Dante and Beatrice. When Langdon and Sienna stepped off the street into the dark confines of the church, the air grew cooler and the music grew louder. The interior was stark and simple, smaller than Langdon recalled. There was only a handful of tourists, mingling, writing in journals, sitting quietly in the pews enjoying the music, or examining the curious collection of artwork.